AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House today to talk about the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, was a native of Uvalde and an Academy Award winner, Matthew McConaughey. After the shooting, McConaughey went to Uvalde.
You could feel the shock in the town. You could feel the pain, the denial, the disillusion, anger, blame, sadness, loss of lives, dreams halted.
McConaughey gave an emotional eulogy for the victims and urged lawmakers to pass gun legislation.
We start by making the loss of these lives matter.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to see changes.
We're hoping to actually get an outcome that'll make a difference in the areas of mental health, school safety, and things that are related to the incidents that occurred in Texas and in Buffalo.
The Senate Judiciary Committee heard from Garnell Whitfield Jr. His 86-year-old mother was shot and killed at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York.
I ask every one of you to imagine the faces of your mothers as you look at mine and ask yourself, is there nothing that we can do?
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen acknowledged she and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell could have used a better word than transitory when describing the expected run of inflation in the economy. Yellen says she remains hopeful it will decline. The prison system in Texas says it's temporarily stopping transporting inmates as it investigates how a convicted murderer escaped from a transport bus last month, later killing a man and his four grandsons. Police in Tempe, Arizona, are reviewing how it handles water rescues after a video shows three police officers standing nearby as a homeless man drowns. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. Russian forces continue to fight for an area in eastern Ukraine.
In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian forces are holding their positions in the city amid fierce fighting in the streets as Russia tries to deploy more forces. In the address, he added, "But it is the 103rd day and the Ukrainian Donbass stands. It stands firmly." Zelensky added, Moscow's forces intend to take the southeastern city of Zaporizhia, home to more than 700,000 people, a move that could severely weaken Ukraine's standing and allow the Russian military to advance closer to the center of the country. I'm Charles Diledesma.
A theater in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, reopened over the weekend for the first time since Russian forces invaded the country, and tickets quickly sold out. Movie theaters and the National Opera opened their doors at the end of May. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, the sausage burrito is $2. So dip, drizzle, or douse to your heart's desire. Because no matter how you sauce your sausage burrito, it's still just $2 with McValue.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.